Yo, what up? This is Shannon. I am an 18-year-old girl who believes in the power of music. I'm an animal supporter, quesadilla enthusiast, and lover of sleep. Oh yeah, I'm also a feminist. For some people, the word brings up images of ugly, fearful women. But before I say anything, I'll go ahead and define feminism, at least the correct form of feminism. According to the Webster Dictionary, it's defined as the belief that men and women should have equal rights and opportunities. Feminism is not the belief that all men are evil, sexual perverts, or that they all deserve to die.
We're feeling the frustration from all the exploitation. Prepare for your castration.
Some people dislike feminists. And for what? For desiring the respect and opportunities that men are simply born with? What could be possibly wrong with that? Just because I was born with a slightly different set of genes than a man, I deserve to be regarded as another?
Wait, what?
What magic awesomeness does being a male have that I and 50% of the world aren't privileged enough to obtain? As a woman, I feel it's my duty to spread awareness for feminism in regards to our beliefs, LGBTQ, gender equality, racism, suicide, and anxiety. But for today's topic, rape culture. Oh man, I just went there and I'll say it again. Rape culture. Rape culture isn't this fake Nazi feminist constructed thing. It is reality. And when we treat rape culture as a reality, then it can change. Silence is not consent. In most areas around the world, women are blamed and punished for being sexually assaulted. They are treated as if it's their fault. Maybe they showed too much skin or wore too much makeup. These are all important topics. This is why there must be equality. I am frustrated because throughout history, women have been sexualized and deemed inferior just because men were entitled. It is time for that to change. No one is entitled to my body but me. I am the only one. My friends' bodies that have been glanced at inappropriately or have had unwelcome advances, or even worse, they haven't been listened to when they have screamed or cried and pleaded for help. They haven't been respected. And that hurts my heart. I understand that there are problems on both sides, that men get raped and sexually assaulted as well. But female rape has become so normalized, it's insane. If you are a guy listening to this, just tell your other dude friends, "Hey man, she said no." Say it in man code if you have to, I don't care. But as a female, I'm asking you to help. You can help by not making sexist jokes against women. Because you know goddamn right I will not make you a sandwich. You can also help by calling your friends out on their nonsense and by helping a woman that seems scared or uneasy because of a guy. You could pretend to be her brother, her boyfriend, her dad, whatever the situation calls for. But you'll be helping this probably dangerous situation. I look forward to the day when people don't have to ask, why does this happen? I look forward to the day when we can put a rapist in jail for due justice. I look forward to the day when people stop being so self-entitled to see peers as equals and not as property.
No matter what you try, no matter when, no matter how hard you work, I'll always be a step ahead of you for one simple reason.
And what's that?
I own you.
And I look forward to the day when women can walk to the bathroom, walk to their cars at night, do anything and everything alone and not have to be scared.
Don't touch me! Oh! Hey! Don't touch me!
I'm aware that not all men are bad. And I'm aware that danger will always, always be present. But it doesn't have to be this extreme. Well, that's all I have to say for today. Hopefully you laughed a little and learned a little to what I have to say.